This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just before 6 p.m., splashdown, and the astronauts return from their extended mission in space, Butch and Sonny. And it was really a moment. I think the world was watching. All the networks went live and showed the process of the parachutes deployment and the capsule splashing into the Gulf off the coast of Florida. And what happens next? CBS's Karen Waugh.
They're going to be spending a few days here at the Johnson Space Center at the crew quarters. The medical experts are going to check them out, make sure they're readjusting to this gravitational pull back here on the ground.
A Houston homecoming. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams reunited with loved ones hours after their return from a 286-day space odyssey.
Splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
The SpaceX Dragon carrying Wilmore and Williams, along with Crew 9 Commander Nick Haig and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, splashed down off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida at just before 6 p.m. yesterday.
Some happy waves, smiles all around.
A pod of dolphins swam nearby as the recovery team pulled the capsule out of the water and later assisted the four crew members as they climbed out. In Williams' hometown in Massachusetts, residents gathered to root for her return.
We all kind of feel relieved that she's, like, safe.
Ignition. The two astronauts launched on the first human test flight of the Boeing Starliner in June of last year. But the vessel developed propulsion problems and, for safety reasons, returned to Earth without them, stretching their planned 8-day mission to 9 months. It was a SpaceX vessel that finally brought them home after it carried their replacements to the ISS.
And it shows the benefits of the commercial public-private partnership that we have.
During their extended mission, Williams set a spacewalk record for women astronauts. NASA says she and Wilmore also conducted more than 150 experiments.
Yeah, since they were already there, Paul, why not? I mean, what else were they going to do?
Right.
Can you imagine? Still, and I'm sure many people will be interested to hear how they dealt with, you know, the continued delays.
You know, I wonder, are they going to get mental health evaluations, and are they going to get counseling or any kind of therapy if they need it? I mean, when you're stuck in a small spot like that for that length of time and, you know, weren't expecting to, it's got to have some effect, right?
Yeah, it's
at least want to talk about it.
Something that I'm sure every time, though, that I've seen them when they were in the space station, they seemed to be very enthusiastic, up, and, you know, perhaps they were able to do that for the cameras.
On the flip side, Larry, maybe they were delighted to be there.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it that way, as long as you know, hey, I'm going to get home eventually, and thank God they did. And I thought additionally that visit by the pod of dolphins when the capsule splashed down was pretty incredible. It really, really was.
When I saw that video, it just made my day. Greeted by a pod of dolphins on your return to the planet.
That was pretty cool. What else is going on? This story you have about Marshall Township, the gun shop there. Pretty elaborate and pretty fascinating about how law enforcement has already recovered some of the stolen guns. So they smashed a window, mm-hmm. and they were obviously in a big hurry. And initially when the burglar alarm went off. It was reported as a false alarm initially, which gave them a little time, but they had somebody waiting outside in a stolen car.
This is very similar to earlier crimes, almost identical, and now it's...
And they're suggesting...
Like, I don't know how they do their thing, right?
This may be a group that has done this before, potentially, and had plans to do it again.
I know they caught two of the four are in custody now, and they recovered six of the weapons when they made a traffic stop, and also they searched a home. But that still leaves, you know, the vast majority of the more than a dozen, including some semi-automatic rifles like AK-47 style.
Well, I'm sure if they caught two of the four, they're going to get the other two. And how they caught them was interesting because it was the stolen car was the initial link, right? And that was the getaway vehicle. And this is in Marshall Township, which is kind of a quiet neighborhood, right?
North Hills.
This stuff can and does happen everywhere. And a lot of people are going to be talking about this situation where we are in a fire risk, high fire risk for wildfires. And when's the last time you heard that at any season?
Well, we had one not long ago, within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but confined to the month of March, especially. And we saw a couple of weekends ago, wildfires, of all places, in Long Island, or on Long Island. So there's a high risk of danger. So we're going to talk to the state fire commissioner this morning. And Rich Fitzgerald will be with us next hour. We're going to have a conversation with David Holmberg. You might know that name and why we're talking to him this morning. And we're going to check in with Westmoreland County, where there's a lot going on. And coming up in the next half hour, tickets. I'm going to give away tickets to Pirates and the Yankees opening weekend on that Saturday. So stay with us on the Big K Morning Show. We'll check your AccuWeather forecast and weather. Next for you to see the Pirates and Yankees Saturday, April 5th. Now, the home opener is Friday, and this is a big weekend, 4:05 first pitch. And we'll give you a chance to do that in the next half hour. Egg seizures. So you've heard about egg prices, right? So it's become the hot commodity.
So in other words, you have an egg and then you have a seizure?
No. U.S. Customs agents have seized more eggs at the border than fentanyl or other drugs. This is true.
What is happening?
According to this report, U.S. Border Protection agents have seized nearly 4,000 poultry-related products, most of them eggs. And that's compared to 352 cases of confiscated fentanyl. Egg smuggling has doubled in some border states or more. And here's why. The cost of the eggs, $3 a dozen in Canada, $2 a dozen in Mexico. So there are smugglers trying to smuggle in cheap eggs to sell them at a premium here. But our border agents have stopped this cold.
I mean, eggs are a big part of probably so many people's diet. They don't know what to do.
How much are eggs now, a dozen?
I think, well, when we spoke to the farmer, she said it could go as high as $12, I remember her saying.
So buck an egg.
But aren't they down prices?
A little bit.
Yeah.
On the eggs?
Mm-hmm. Here in the U.S.
Yeah. And you know what else is a hot seller? How about this? Ozempic. Researchers, University of Ottawa, think they've made Ozempic grow on trees, literally. Out of the ground, they grow. They used a type of tobacco plant to make the same kind of GLP-1 drug that's in Ozempic and other versions, and they think they can have the plant grow in your backyard. So if you want to lose weight, at some point, you may be able to go grow this on your own and just chew in a backyard like grazing like a cow.
It looks to me like, according to this Newsweek graph, that prices for a wholesale price for a dozen is now 3.5. That's the wholesale price. It's dropped significantly. It's at, they say, a 5-month low. But now, how long did that take to get to the market from the wholesale, right?
Right. I was curious.
That's the question.
Right. It's like a plot line of a horror script. A crew of South African researchers at an isolated lab in Antarctica are living in fear after one of their colleagues, quote, snapped. The emergency communication claims he attacked the base leader, and now the scientists are begging to be rescued.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like The Thing starring Kurt Russell.
I was just going to say
that. And Wilfred Brimley, remember?
Yes. So they're...
The only thing that's different is no one's turned into a monster yet.
But Aaron, when you're trapped, and I'm thinking of the astronauts, what if, you know, somebody on that space station's got a little antsy, like we've seen people do on airplanes?
100%.
So they're asking to be rescued, but the fastest anyone can get there to rescue them apparently is 2 weeks because of the weather. I mean, they're in Antarctica. It's more likely they'll have to wait up to 10 months before help can arrive.
Mm. This is sounding like Interstellar or those movies where you're just like, wow, you're stuck there forever.
I can't imagine. I get claustrophobic just thinking about it.
Yes.
There are many people who, if they have that feeling, you know, don't like to fly for that reason. You know who? One of them was, remember the late John Madden, who was the great color analyst in the NFL? He would drive his RV everywhere instead of flying in an airplane all over the country.
Yep.
Wow.
Custom bus was built. It was nice.
I mean, it's a good way to go, but driving compared to flying, you know, when you're going to New York to LA,
right?
Forget about it. But that feeling, and then if you're trapped with a few people, in a room, kind of like us. So if you look at our live stream, by the way, you'll see there are three separate capsules in here. The main studio, producer's booth, and then the news booth are all separated by double pane glass. And so I've never actually seen Aaron or Paul in person. They're just kind of animatronics.
We're in different tanks.
And then we all look out into the newsroom and we see...
a horrifying sight.
Pat Septek, our news editor. A horrifying sight.
Well, not Pat.
Oh.
The room in general.
Well, just the, you know.
And what happens
the collective.
But if we were, I mean, this is during COVID. That's how it was with us, right, Paul?
Yeah.
No other human
and
beings
really,
in the building.
This is the only time that I can think that this particular layout that was selected by a certain person we used to work for has actually proved to be worth anything.
Wow.
I don't like working in a separate room. In all the other places I've worked in the country, in New Orleans and Jacksonville, in talk programming, we've all worked together in one studio. And I miss that.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And developments yesterday, President Trump in a two-hour conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, hoping to get a ceasefire. And, Paul, you say today you anticipate the president will speak to Zelensky from Ukraine.
Yeah, this is the day after they announced an agreement from Putin in Russia to stop attacks on energy infrastructure, I think was the basic plan. And, of course, we have a report this morning of an attack by Ukraine in response. They went after an oil depot in Russia, and the Russians launched multiple attacks, according to Zelensky. So the ceasefire, not so much.
And speaking of ceasefire, we saw since January there was no firing into Gaza, but that changed this week as well.
It did, and the White House is supportive of Benjamin Netanyahu's approach to this. The Israeli side of this equation says that the Hamas negotiators refused to compromise on their ceasefire agreement, and then the military action followed. And yesterday, the last report that I had was that the initial Israeli airstrikes had killed more than 400 in Gaza.
In other news, the U.S. National Archives and Records Administration released some 80,000 unredacted pages related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. CBS News Washington Bureau editor Arden Farhi said the documents don't reveal a whole lot more yet.
The documents come from a variety of government agencies that have investigated the Kennedy assassination over decades. Some are hard to read, poorly scanned originals with handwritten notes affixed to them.
But there are some suggesting that there is some evidence in these documents that would suggest days before the president's assassination, he had spoken of an internal threat to every American. And there'll be a lot more on this when I'm sure you get a chance to sort through the documents. And so after all these years, I think people still aren't exactly sure what happened. It's safe to say.
I would imagine that there's going to be no shortage of people who claim they've uncovered some kind of conspiracy or some other version of the events than what the Warren Commission concluded took place.
And when you think about it, Pittsburgh played a big role in this whole thing. Arlen Specter.
That's right.
The late senator was involved.
He's the guy who came up with the magic bullet theory, Larry.
And then the late Dr. Cyril Weck, who was convinced that there was more than one shooter in this. And then why would someone have a reason to eliminate the president back then? There were a lot of entities, including some of our own, who had organized crime.
Yeah, and the Cubans.
And the Cubans related them to the Russians because of the Cold War and the missile crisis and all of those things. So after all these years, maybe...
And there were right-wing opponents as well.
Maybe we'll get...
although I don't know that that really is as much an area of concern as the mafia and the communists in Cuba.
Well, there were also a lot of issues. So his brother, Robert Kennedy, who mm-hmm. then later was assassinated, was attacking organized crime.
Yeah, he's going after Jimmy Hoffa hot and hard, yeah.
And then Jimmy Hoffa disappears. So this is all,
wow.
Still, after all these years, a lot of unanswered questions. And hopefully the release of these documents will help. By the way, the Fed, and why does this matter to you? Oh, they control the interest rates, which does matter to you. The Fed is wrapping up a two-day policy meeting. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's widely expected that the Fed is not going to take any action. That would leave Fed funds, the benchmark rate, at 4.25% to 4.5%. So no changes on your credit card interest, no changes on those savings account interest rates, everything as is.
So there were hopes because people like when the interest rates go down when it comes to things like credit cards and other interest rates that are based on what the Fed does. And it usually helps with mortgage rates, too. So apparently, status quo after a series of reductions. So I don't think anything's going to change. And locally, I know a lot of people, and we'll talk about this in our top stories coming up in just a few minutes, but people heard Kennywood sold.
Right.
Get out.
Yeah. And, I mean, they'd been in the same family for over 100 years until 2008. Then this foreign company came in. I think, what are they based out of? Spain, right?
Yeah, and I don't think if you went out in the street and asked anybody that they would know what the name of that company is.
It's a hard-to-remember name. It's not an easy handle. But now that this sale is underway to a U.S. company, the good news is that this company runs small family-owned style parks like, for example, Dollywood. So that probably is a better fit.
And the natural question downtown today, well, is Dolly Parton coming?
From the Goldberg, Persky and White news desk, another gun robbery, this time a smash and grab at a business called Keystone Shooting Center.
Part of it's the juvenile correctional system, and part of it's just the parenting and how they're raised. But if there's no repercussions for what they're doing, then there's no reason for them to stop.
And the suggestion is they haven't been successful in nailing these individuals. And until they do, they feel these smash and grabs are going to continue.
Yeah, this went down on Monday morning. Four people involved. Three entered the building. One stayed out in a outside in a stolen car, Larry. That's how police wind up making an arrest. They do have one man and a teen in custody, but as this fellow was saying here, Tom Westfall, it's the problem is the juveniles. They return to the scene. This is not the first time this has happened. Now, in the Dominican Republic, the judge finally opened the door on Tuesday, Larry, for the last person to see missing Pitt student Sudiksha Konaki alive to return to the U.S. He says he's free to leave, and he ordered his passport returned.
And I'm sure he wants to get back to the U.S. The media that swarmed around him from around the world, I'm certain that at this point, and her parents have said, please, they want a declaration that she had drowned.
That's right. And in fact, they came out yesterday and made the announcement that they felt that she had got caught up in high sea waves, were the words that they used. This gentleman is Pat Quinn. His family co-owned Kennywood until 2008.
These are some smaller family-type parks, and so they definitely know what they're getting into, and I think they'll definitely instill those values, continue to go forward, and not lose that site of tradition.
Yeah, he's talking about Palace Entertainment, the company that is buying Kennywood from the Spanish company that's run it since.
And I would think this means they're going to continue to improve the parks. And as long as they don't take away the potato patch, that's good news.
Oh, by the way, this was Hirschend is the company that's making the acquisition. They've been in business for 75 years. They're the ones buying from Palace Entertainment.
And we'll see what future changes they will make. Thanks, Paul. Coming up next, a chance for you to see the Pirates and Yankees opening weekend at PNC Park.